Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas, and we've got our good friend, Dr. Jeffrey Atticott from St. Mary's University. And Dr. Atticott is an expert in terrorism and combating terrorism. So I had to get him on, my friends, because of this news that just came out on Tuesday, the 11th of June, regarding eight suspects. We still call them suspects, but we're pretty sure that they're not, they were up to no good. Eight people that were affiliated with ISIS. They were from Tajikistan, and they snuck in across the border and were even vetted at the border. They were checked out and apparently just let loose. So it's an indicator of some of the things that we need to worry about. Dr. Atticott, thank you very much for taking time to be with us this morning.
It's my pleasure, George.
Tell us your thoughts, because you've been talking about this, you've been preaching about this danger for a long time. Well, looks like here it is now.
Yeah, it's just, again, you know, people that have common sense. I think that's a theme of the upcoming election, common sense versus disorientation to reality. Common sense will tell you if you have a wide open southern border that people are going to come here of various categories, and one of those categories is going to be associated with national security. There are individuals that the 9/11 Commission report scolded the government for being asleep at the wheel, and it's happening all over again. We have a wide open border with President Biden for the last 4 years, and we have been told by the FBI that all the red lights are blinking. They know that radical Islamic extremists have streamed into our country. Most of them have not been apprehended at the border. They've been gotaways, because if you're a terrorist that's bent on harming America, you're not going to turn yourself in or allow yourself to be detained by the border police. You're going to find ways to get across the border, not too hard, undetected, and then melt into society and plan a terror attack. And the number one threat in this country is not right-wing extremists, as the propagandists for the Biden administration tried to tell us. It's radical Islamic extremism, and that's backed up by the FBI statistics. It's backed up by federal prosecutions. So in this case, as I've said many times in my book on Radical Islam, Why, the time to stop the Islamic extremist terrorists is before they get to the airport, before they get to the Boston Marathon, not afterwards. That's called anti-terrorism. These people, as you indicated, you've been ringing this bell for a long time. I mean, they were vetted, quote unquote, which really means nothing, because the vetting process is a joke. So they got into our country. They spread out across the country. Arrests were made in Los Angeles, in Philadelphia, in New York. And these are just eight that we know about. We also know information has now come out that the FBI had a wiretap that indicated that at least one or two of these individuals were talking about making a bomb and setting off a bomb to kill Americans. So this is open source information, but we had to pull teeth to find out about it, because it's something that they, you know, that they don't readily alert the public to, because it goes against the Biden administration policy to have a wide open border.
You know, the there had been already several individuals, about well over 100, that have been caught in the past 4 years during the Biden administration that were on the terrorist watch list. There was also a situation here in San Antonio where an individual crossed in San Diego who was on the watch list, ended up here in San Antonio, and was eventually picked up, I believe, here in San Antonio, or just after he left San Antonio. But I mean, this has been going on for the past 4 years in greater and greater numbers. I mean, is there anything that the Biden administration is really worried about at this point?
They're worried about getting reelected. I mean, that's all they're worried about, in my opinion, because if they were doing their job, which he has not been doing for almost 4 years in terms of national security, if you read the 9/11 Commission report, he has basically ripped out all the pages about how to secure the border, how to do a better job of tracking individuals to come into this country. They just thrown out all that out the window. And, you know, this problem is a man-made problem. We've all said that. It has been, you know, an intentional issue that's been allowed to foment, and the doors have been cast wide open by President Biden on day one when he came into office, and he has not reversed that policy. And we are heading for another 9/11 type of event. There's no question about it.
Now, recently, there was a huge demonstration in Washington, D.C., a pro-Palestinian demonstration, with lots of banners supporting Hamas, who is a terrorist organization and an enemy of the United States. On top of that, I just read this morning how on Sunday there were subways in New York that were taken over by pro-Palestinian protesters who refused to let people get off the train. Incredible. With these kind of people running around supporting a terrorist organization, are we not in worse danger?
Yes, and no consequences for these lawbreakers whatsoever. Nothing. No arrest. No consequences. If you are arrested, you're released immediately. As you see these bumper stickers from time to time, try that in a small town. Try that in a red state that truly wants to uphold the rule of law. And, this mantra that no one's above the law, that doesn't really apply to individuals that engage in these types of activities. And it's really a danger to the sanctity of the rule of law. And it's very disturbing to the general public. I think we're going to see that, come November, that there's going to be a sea change. People just want to ensure that they have a safe country, that they can go about their business with some degree of assurance that they will not be subject to mass murder.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, really a situation that we all need to be very, very worried about. But it just doesn't seem like our own government is doing anything to protect us, either at the federal level, and in many ways, not even at the local level.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's a 180 from what the Trump administration attempted to do under great headwinds, because remember the last 2 years of his administration, the Democrat Party controlled the Congress, and they fought him tooth and nail for every issue in terms of border security. And yet, despite that, he was still able to do a tremendous amount with executive power. And so, we need someone, and I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican, we need someone that's going to secure our border. Every sovereign nation has to have a secure border. It's outrageous to suggest that that should not be the case.
And once again, a chilling, a very, very chilling warning to us. It's not a matter of time. It's just, it's just a matter of time. I mean, it's not if, it's when this is going to happen, because there just doesn't seem to be any stopping to the open border. Correct?
I agree. These arrests, are evidence of that. Thank goodness that the FBI, at least some of the agents are doing their job, track some of these folks down. But there's many, many more out there that are already there. They're already in the planning stages. And as we saw in Russia in March, all you got to do is get several of them with firearms, which are readily available, through illegal sales, and go into a public area and just start killing people. I mean, it's not a hard thing to imagine. And if we can imagine it, trust me, they've imagined it already.
Yeah. And it's very, very interesting that the FBI themselves issued a warning before Congress a week ago something like this might happen, because they knew of ISIS operatives running around.
Yes, I mean, you could never stop. It's like trying to stop crime. You could never stop all terrorism, but you could certainly do a far better job at limiting their opportunities, reducing the probabilities. That's all we're asking for, and it's actually going the other way. They're expanding their opportunities. They're increasing the probabilities, this administration, with their policies.
Wow. Dr. Atticott, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. We've been speaking, my friends, with Dr. Jeffrey Atticott, professor at St. Mary's University, regarding terrorism and safety and security. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us, my friend. Tell the folks where they can follow you and about your book.
Sure. Amazon, you can Google Amazon Books. It's called Radical Islam Why, and it's available there. You can go to our Warrior Defense Project, Google that, see what we do. terms of helping our soldiers and our veterans.
You got it. Thank you very, very much. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.